One of the chapters of the book is devoted to looking at what people have in their pantries, what they have on the shelves in their garage by way of food, by way of what we found to be stockpiled food and stockpiled household goods. We walked into some family homes, and we found that in addition to refrigerators and freezers in the kitchen being packed full of convenience foods, the freezer that was in the garage as part of that secondary refrigerator, which is not uncommon in American family homes, was also stocked full of these convenience foods.
If you brought someone from Rome or from a town in Sweden and you showed them the size of the refrigerator in the kitchen and then walk them to the garage and they saw the size of the refrigerator in the garage, they would be pretty astonished. The refrigerator then becomes something to think about culturally. Like, why do we have these big refrigerators? What is that saying about food in our society?
Dual-income families with children face scheduling challenges that single adults do not, and that's how do I coordinate shopping trips, going to the grocery, around school schedules, around afternoon pickups, around the myriad of obligations that emerge from coordinating two or three calendars on a daily basis. So parents perhaps find that it's easier to shop maybe only once a week or once every 2 weeks. So fewer shopping trips, bigger shopping trips when we go do them. And so hitting the big box stores like Costco or Target.
I think that's true. We still do go to Costco. And when we're there, we'll go, oh, yes, we need 96 granola bars. We need them.
40 batteries.
Yeah, and we still have some of the residue mm-hmm. of that. If I were to mm-hmm. walk through my kitchen right now, mm-hmm. you're right, I still have a cupboard full of batteries, mm-hmm. even though we don't have that many devices that need those batteries anymore. Mm-hmm.
In addition to this, you would find shelves in garages and in pantries that would be overflowing with pallets of bottled water and juice drinks and paper towels and cleaning products, multiple versions of the same things.
The reason for having such large refrigerators, having such large freezers was because we were putting inside the freezer especially boxed items that were pre-packaged convenience foods.
Chicken nuggets, frozen pizzas, fish sticks, french fries, things that could be cooked, that could be prepared from cold to hot in very little time.
There are now, on average, 400 linear feet of frozen foods available in these big box stores and these big grocery stores. This contributes, actually, to the way that families are consuming their meals with so much prepackaged and frozen food available. We're getting more and more family dinners that are actually these segmented, independent mini meals. The kids insist on eating something different because they know that mom can fix it easily with this prepackaged food. And our data show that only one in six meals is eaten together by the entire family.
Families have bought into this idea that use of these foods will somehow save time in the preparation of meals at the end of otherwise busy and hectic work days and school days. In the end, some of the self-researchers found that families are only shaving off about 12 minutes per meal.
We started doing something. We go to a business that provides ingredients and we don't cook, but you package all the ingredients for a particular meal. This is what your typical dinner would look like.
Oh, right.
So you package all the ingredients to make a sauce, you get the meat, and then you get all the cooking instructions.
That's fantastic.
You unfreeze it,
yeah.
And then ta-da, dinner in a sack. That's absolutely fabulous.
That's very good.
Okay. It's certainly a strong pattern. And we saw this recurrently across the 32 families, not all of them, but many of them. And it really indicates these consumption patterns that have changed over the last couple of decades. We want to go to the store fewer times per week. And this is particularly true for middle-class families with both parents working and have two or more children. It's a lot of work shopping with kids, and this is a way to get around that. But there are very real material consequences.